The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. A new study could explain why birds flock, wildebeest herd, bees swarm, and fish school. They are less likely to become a predator's next meal if they stick together. Rather than a food-sharing issue, the reason for lion prides, for example, could have more to do with territory defense and protection of their young. This tendency to follow the crowd and travel in packs is nothing new. And anyone who's tried to exit a concert or sporting event knows it's natural to follow others. Gangs of ants were found in another study to be more aggressive than singlets. But how these social groups can shape an ecosystem has been somewhat of an unknown until a recent Serengeti study. Ecological theory generally describes how animal populations interact based on their individual numbers. For instance, an ecologist could say that as the numbers of plant-eating wildebeest soar, so will those of their lion predators, with booms and crashes normally following. In reality, observers see fewer population booms and crashes. That's because most highly vulnerable prey species form herds, swarm schools, or flocks. And group living reduces predators' efficiency to the point where coexistence is likely to be the rule rather than the exception.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.